Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to hear about how the soy checkoff brings value to U.S. soybean farmers and strengthens the entire soybean industry. The soy checkoff, established in 1991, helps facilitate market growth and creation by investing in and directing marketing, research, and commercialization programs that help build demand both at home and abroad. The checkoff rate is 0.5% of the market price per bushel sold each season. The dollars generated by the checkoff are managed by a 73-member board of directors made up of soybean farmers. John Motter is one of those directors. He's also a soybean farmer from Genera, Ohio. John shares his thoughts on the value of the soybean checkoff.
The value of the checkoff to me as a grower is it's a self-help program. Farmers helping farmers create greater profit opportunities for the entire growing area, for every soybean farmer that grows soybeans in our country.
John says that having farmers serve on the United Soybean Board and manage checkoff funds ensures not only accountability, but a clear focus on what really matters to soybean farmers.
I think the most important thing for the average farmer that contributes to the checkoff to know is that it's farmer-led. It's his neighbor that's making those decisions. When we invest those dollars, that means we expect a return. So we try to put that money somewhere where it makes a difference to the grower back home. I think the first test is this innovative? Has it been done before? Are we repeating? Are we wasting dollars because it's been done? Does that innovation have meaning? By investing there, do we improve the chances for greater profitability?
Lewis Bainbridge raises soybeans in Ethan, South Dakota. As chair of the United Soybean Board, Lewis stresses the impact of soybean research that is creating greater profit opportunities for soybean farmers.
Well, for me, the value of the checkoff is immense because we have the ability to utilize those funds to establish some research that helps profitability for all soybean farmers and to add value to our product. Oh, a number of things we're doing for building preference. We want to make sure that we meet our end users' needs, whether that's the functionality of the oil or enhanced meal. We want to make sure that we are listening to what our customers want and desire.
Lewis shared a couple of significant initiatives that have been funded with soybean checkoff dollars, initiatives that are making a difference for soybean farmers.
One of the things that we're doing, obviously, is the Hyo Lake oil that we've embarked on a number of years back, and we're still working on that particular project. Another one that we're looking at is the enhanced meal. And, of course, we like to talk about our sustainability practices all along the way, too.
John Motter says the soybean checkoff manages a diverse portfolio of investments, and each one is focused on the primary mission of the checkoff, creating profit opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers.
We operate in international markets. We operate in domestic markets. We create new uses for soybeans. We communicate with farmers. We communicate with food companies. We do research that improves the growing ability of soybeans throughout the growing region. We play in a lot of different areas of the soybean industry to help improve profitability. And that's the bottom line. It's farmers helping themselves to create greater profit.
Thanks to John Motter and Lewis Bainbridge, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on the value of the soybean checkoff. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the United Soybean Board on behalf of the Soy Checkoff by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.